then they would be sufficient. Because by the day, you want to have hands of Ram's kasher. All right, I wouldn't spend a sleepless night, with Ram's kasher. Ram himself answered the kasher. He's to such an extent that the Rambam has a question, he has a question, and he's the answer before he has a question. And Rambam raised the problem by Shavuos, he observed 2 days, because Avicenna, who lived in the diaspora, observed 2 days. That's not correct. Avicenna in the diaspora observed only 1 day. Why did they observe? Because they had no sfeikas on Shavuos. All you have to know as far as Shavuos is concerned is with a nisi. The Rambam gives an answer. All right, let's tell you what I want now. Is Shavuos is totally dependent not upon the month, but upon the Sphira Seder, the ninth. Now, this dependence of Shavuos upon the night, upon the Emer, Shavuos, Moshe Alechem, upon the Emer, What does it prove to us? What? Well, I mean, the question to ask why is a foolish question. Because what does it spell out? Ashwes is associated with the Tier Society. Shavuos is associated with the Yom Tov of faith. It means Yitzias Mitzrayim actually was not, Yitzias Mitzrayim was on Pesach. But Yitzias Mitzrayim, this is correct. But Yitzias Mitzrayim at the same time, Yitzias Mitzrayim was realized, was implemented. I'm sure. Yeah, it's easy to say so, and you've got to prove it. The proof in Aloche, the Alochic proof is the fact that Shavuos has no Yom Tov HaFeith. It has no date of its own, when you speak in calendar, in terms of calendar. It has no calendar date of its own. 7th, 5th, 6th, doesn't matter. It is the 50th, it's fair thing. That the way of Shavuos is special because the purpose of this Mitzrayim, of course, was not there. But this is this explains also something else. You have to take a Chumash. A Pesach HaKumash. Pesach HaKumash, Shmei. A Pesach. Vizelach HaRaish. Vizelach HaRaish. Vizelach HaRaish. Vizelach HaRaish. The Mitzrayim tabudim es rekim al ha'orayim. What does he want to explain to you? No. But he says, v'zelecho eis v'necho shlachticho. V'tziacho es ro'om v'mitzrayim tabudim es rekim al ha'orayim. And in a certain time, in a certain period of time, you fulfill Yitzias Mitzrayim, the experience of this Mitzrayim is not the final one. The purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim is realized. It's on something else. It's very moment, the very moment you be free from Mitzrayim, you're in Mitzrayim, you begin to, on the day later, you'll be set free by Mitzrayim, you begin to count, to count the days which you will leave to Martin Taylor. But right away, Tavdenes Elohim, Tavdenes
Abhorazeh,
the Sphere, you start counting Sphere, and this count of Sphere will lead you to Matan Tere. The Tavdenes Elohim Abhorazeh says that the Tears Mitzrayim per se would have not become the most important event. Important is that the Mitzrayim will be finally implemented. The Tavdenes Elohim Abhorazeh. This also explains the term Atzeres, which was used by Chazal extensively for Shavuot. As a matter of fact, Shmini Atzeres, Chazal never used the word Atzeres with regard to Shmini Atzeres. With regard to Shmini Atzeres, Chazal always Yom Tov Achrin Shochat. Yom Tov Achrin Shochat. You don't have a Shmini, you don't have in any place. You come dealing on the Midrash Kutat. I mean, in any place, the passage in which Chazal would refer to the physical Shmini Atzeres as Atzeres, or no? Yom Tov Achrin Shochat, Yom Tov Achrin Shochat. Why is it called Atzeres? As I told you, many explanations. But in my opinion, and on the contrary, it's only with the exception of one place, in Menochet, where Chazal called Shavuot Chag HaShavuayot. Throughout the Gemara, this Chag HaShavuayot appears only once, and for good reason, and Chazal speak of Shavuot always in Atzeres. Adim Yisrael mevim Bikurim, min Chanuk Yad Atzeres, and maybe the Nekere. When Atzeres meets David, Atzeres. Why is it Atzeres? Again, to emphasize what? As Shavuot is not a Yom Tov Bifnei Atzmo, he is attended to Pesach, and since in Chumash, in Atzeres always applies. Always Atzeres, when you use Atzeres, means the last Atzeres, as Rashi says, Atzeres means to overstay, to do something which is not, which actually there is no need for. But simply Atzeres, as Chazal have explained, Atzeres kosher like redaction. It has no purpose in staying over. And the famous Rashi's Moshe, it's not Rashi, it's actually Medrash. As Maisel and Melech, Shehoyoy, plus a Suda Lebono, and the whole way of dinner, and he feasted them, and then after they were ready to leave, so he turned around and said to his intimate friend, please, let us make a Sudatana, a small meal, a small modest meal, and we'll be together for a while, without interference on the part of friendship. He got to us means to overstay. He got Shavuot, he's also survived, Shavuot is all that to us means, we extended the Chag, not that I'm necessary, but we have extended the Chag. When did it? Why? Where Shavuot? Shmini Atzeres is good. Shmini Atzeres, Shavuot, Sukkot is 7 days, enough. Pesach is 7 days, it's enough. No, sure. In Atzeres, you need an additional day. Why an additional day? Why is it necessary? Because kosher like redatsum. Somehow I cannot say goodbye to you. In a similar manner, it's Shavuos Atzeres. But not Atzeres as far as it is concerned, but Atzeres of what? Atzeres of Sukkot. This is Shmina Atzeres. When a Moshe Chassidim say, a Mizuch Shvara, for example, say, Yem HaShmini, Yem HaShmini, Chag Atzeres, that is down. Shmini Atzeres, Chag Atzeres. What does it mean, it's no sense? Usually when you read a sentence, it's no sense. No, it's Yem Shmini Atzeres Achat. Yem Shmini, or Ashmini Shmini. Which is Atzeres Achat. What Chag? In Sukkot. Not a Chag Atzeres Shmini Atzeres. The same Shmini. Achat. What is Achat? Or Atzeres. What is Atzeres? Chag Atzeres, Atzeres. Hashem Hashmini Atzeres Achag Atzeres. I mean, yonder you see him who say it. Do you say it?
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Shmini Atzeres, Shalachag
Atzeres. No, just your amendation.
Here's the Shmini Atzeres Achag
Atzeres. The same Shmini Atzeres
Achag Atzeres.
No, not Achag. Chag. The same Shmini Atzeres Achag Atzeres. Atzeres Achag. So you don't say it by yourself. The same Shmini Atzeres Achag. And then I would say, comma, Ahazet. So how will you translate it? The same as me, which is an additional day. What is called Atzeres, an additional day, which actually you don't need. But still, they have told us, I mean, to observe. Shmini Atzeres, which is Atzeres Achad, what's the Ahazet? אז מיים שמיני שיים השמיני הזה הצרס החקש הצרס החקש של סוכס it's complicated but this is a pshat it is complicated but this is a pshat שיים השמיני it's like I say שיים חג המאסי שיים חג השבועי שיים השמיני שיים השמיני הצרס הזה זה משמיני אקטיבי השיים השמיני הזה השיים השמיני הזה עצרת which is עצרת של סוכת השיים השמיני שהוא עצרת של חג הסוכת ובאים you don't say it you love מסדר עצרת I'm not here to tell you what to do I'm trying to understand I mean the formula which makes prima facie no sense Why the Kuzi? The Kuzi have done it in my Rabbi. But the Shem Hashmini Hazeh Atzer Sachak. Shehu Atzer Sachak. Shehu Yei Moachim Shal Chag Atzer. And Chazal took it up. Chazal said, Shem Shmini Atzer Atzeres Shem Shmini Atzer. Atzeres Atzeres means that the last day, the final day. Shem Hashmini Hazeh Atzeres Achad. And now let's go back to Shavuos. What's the Shavuos? When you say it, we don't say it in Davening in the Shavuos. But when Chazal said, Shem Hashmini, please. Atzeres Achad Hazeh makes no sense, because Atzeres Achad Hazeh means that Atzeres is not Achad. Mishmini Atzeres. Can I say it? It makes no sense. The Sukkot cannot be that way. No, the Sukkot is Πες μπάει, λέω, να σου κασέ. Λέω να σου κασέ. Τι να σε ασέ. Να δω να ατσέρας χαρά σου κασέ, τον σε. Με σιέει με σμήνει ατσέρας αζέ. Με σιέει με σμήνει αζέ. Ατσέρας αχά. Λατσέρας σιόλ σου. Μου φοήσουν σε σβήει σιόλ πέσα. Γιατί έρθει σε ατσέρας. Μου έτσι μήνει ατσέρας αμβατιόν. Αλλά το φέρς δε αφέ. Whenever you say, μη σύσ μη ατσέρας, ατσέρας. Δεν μας μην ατσέρας πει λόγια, μην ατσέρας εγώ. Νο, νο, ατσέρας αυσίκα. Τις λόγες ατσέρας είσαι φαχάγουμε και σπές τώρα. Φίσχα γέμι, γέμι.
Λέγω,
πως ατσέρας αισέ με λεκέχο. Ατσέρας αισέ με λεκέχο, μην ατσέρας.
Είσαι
αφέν, αφέν δεν πες. Είσαι σου εσέν, σου εσέν, εσύ ατσέρας. Actually, you could say in σου εσέν, Ashim, Ashim, Chagwata. Why is in Dagna? Why in Dagna? Who will say Chagashuwe? The answer is simple. Because as far as Tfilah is concerned, Chazal have always and always, we are very careful not to introduce them in their own terms, in their own categories. But to use the categories of the Megillah. And how is the Yontef called in our Tanakh? Chagashavuot. That's why it's the only place where Chazal left the term Chagashavuot, the biblical term, prevailed, is still invention that somewhat changed. Finishing, because there in Philae is Lishna Gitro of Ma'ali. The question is, why was it necessary? Why couldn't they say Chagashavuot? And interesting is, where and what context the Torah speaks about, as a Chazal speaks about Chagashavuot, is a very strange context. It is a quotation which Chazal introduced, today, from the Megillah Tzadis. You know, Megillah Tzadis is those days on which something good happens, and the Chachachme, by Hashemi, used to declare them as young people, as young people. Yeah. Then, Lachafuma Migdash, they were all wiped out, with the exception of Purim and Chalit. They were all wiped out. Is the Gemara in Menoche quotes a sugi and a sugi, new lines from this time. I don't remember that it's in this number. I don't know, the Nisan, the Lord, the Haspi Bey, not to the Lila Esther, from the Lemon Sani Bey, not to subject myself to a fair. Why? They took the Chag de Shuayos, they are all Jews. Chag de Shuayos. They take Chag de Shuayos and he tastes it. They ask him to sit down. Chag de Shuayos was established before he was shaken. When is Shuayos? Does it depend upon the month? Or does it depend upon spirit, it was shaken? And the Gdukim apparently were the advocates of the opinion that Shabbat, that Shavuos is not, totally not so, is not dependent upon Pesach. This is Gdukim. And when the Purushim have won the debate, they had a debate. Itesef Chagad Yisrael. I'm calling your attention to the word Itesef Chagad Yisrael. What does it mean Itesef Chagad Yisrael? Established. No, 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 no. But we're not sure. What was the Machilik in this book?
Shabbos.
Shabbos. What are you talking to them? What are you talking to me? What are you talking to me? In a terrace, how are you going to be able to do it? I found them that first the moment falls only on Sunday. The Zukun said on the Mochas HaShabbos. What the Mochas HaShabbos means? The first day of Pesach is called the Mochas. But there was another problem involved. If the Mochas HaShabbos is to be interpreted in terms of the first day of Pesach, so then whatever we did say a while ago is correct. You start on Mochas HaShabbos, when you start on Mochas HaShabbos, meaning the first day of Pesach, you start the town, Tisfa L'Ochlor, Shiva Shvei Tisfa L'Ochlor, Chavash Bakom, Mochas HaShabbos, until you get to 15, the 50th day, you celebrate what is the date of Shu'ez fixed, not according to the month, but according to what?
Pesach.
It's also the day is fixed, and in Pesach, there are no changes. In Pesach, it's firmly established. What did the Dukim understand? How did they do that? Well, quite smart. Tell us, how did they? No. Sunday. Which Sunday? The Gemara in the Likua, they were asked, they couldn't answer. Which Sunday? If you Mochas HaShabbos is there, Pesach is, there's no problem. But if it is, and how did it, it is, you have the parsha, read the parsha. ודבר הישם המי של אמר, תסביר על אורץ, קצת ולסקציר. איתם את אומר,
זה
כבר הכם. אני בכם. יהיה פעמים, מוחרס השבוס, ניתן להגן. מוחרס השבוס, ניתן להגן, תגיד. אין
בכם
את אומר. בוא. שבע שבועות של שמינית יום
הלכה.
מישהו יהיה. גם אתם מן כל השעה שם. מישהו יהיה. 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 מישהו יהיה.
מישהו
יהיה. מישהו יהיה. מישהו יהיה. מישהו יהיה. So the Mora is good. Which Mora Shabbos? The first Mora Shabbos. And one Mora Shabbos is a red Tazriah. The second Mitzvah. The first Achimedes. The fifth. The third Achimedes. The fifth. Which Shabbos? Mora Shabbos. Which Shabbos? It's apparently, anyway, it's apparently that according to Yitzhukim, and in Mora Shabbos, right after they started the harvest, apparently the Mochas HaShabbos was not a fixed Shabbos. For instance, if it was spring, it was an early spring, and the harvesting of the cereals from the Eretz Yisroel was very early in the season, so they used to count 50 days and celebrate Shavuot on the 50th. Was it a late spring? So Shavuos used to be postponed until for many days. Is the connection, the bond between Shavuos, between Pesach and Shavuos doesn't exist according to them. As for Shabbos Bereishis, what is Shabbos Bereishis? Any Shabbos, Shabbos is any Shabbos.
Study spring.
The first one is Memele, is there was no connection between Pesach and Swiss. Now, that's exactly who by Chazal have introduced as years before Chagrat, not Chagrat, we have Atzeres instead of Chag Shavuos, because Atzeres already conveys the message of dependence on the part of Shavuos with regard to the Pesach. That's why Chazal have actually terminated, excluded all terms from Chag Shavuos. And Shavuos was renamed. The Teisek, Chagat Yeshuayo. There the Gemara does not use a Teres, but the Gemara uses Chagat Yeshuayo, so it's in context, actually, before this death ritual took place between the Chag and Chazal and the Tzukim. So the Shavuos was called Chag Chagat Teres. I mean, Chagat Shavuos. But after the debate was a very long one, a bitter one. You see that the debates have been made actually motivated the Sanhedrin to enter the day on which the Frushim who won the argument to be was introduced this day, was introduced into the Megillah Tainis, among many Yom Kippur Yisrael, which were indicative of events, of very important events which took place during the period of the Baishim. And if you take the Medrash Shechate, you read this, the Tiknu Chachomim, Shukirin, I don't exactly know the verbatim text, Chag HaShavuos Atzar. It is a special taconic. And Chazal, after they got through with their debates and arguments about Shavuos, and after Shavuos had been established, apparently that until that day, so Shavuos in English was not always observed in English. The Gemara said, oh, I must like this, you have to put it in English quite often, like this, quite often. Frequently, the Kodesh Kodesh in the way you should have. The question is whether you should place the incense or can't be holding in your way. It comes in with a burning stairs on the Tantra. So apparently many Shavuos, who were not observed, namely, they did not count the 50 days. The Mochas HaShabbos, which was in the world, which is the third day of Pesach. But the Mochas HaShabbos means at the beginning of week, any week during the spring season. The Mochas HaShabbos, which Shabbos? Most Mochas. Shabbos means the first in the spring. The Mochas HaShabbos, the Shabbos Bereishis, the beginning of the week. When the week is the first one in the spring. The Mea Kotzah, the Kutzah, that's why Atzeres was introduced. If you ever meant a Sheikha to you, in Parsha Israel, what? Sheikha to you. What?
The worst for the word, not the idea.
The idea is that after the argument and the debate between the Chachmei HaMaaseh and the Tzedukim, I don't know, but the Chachomim began or introduced or the change, I don't know that. But I believe Chachomim is still, and Chachomim began to call Shavuos Atzeres. Because this one in the word Atzeres, when you say Atzeres, you deny the whole philosophy and the fear of the added.
Ah,
Mochas HaShabbos means Pesach. Pesach, you know? Mochas HaShabbos.
Ramban and Emor doesn't connect to the Tzedukim, but he says that the reason that Shavuos is called that Atzeres is because it's connected to Pesach.
That's right. This is correct, but what does he say about the Tzedukim?
He doesn't mention the Tzedukim. He says, V'kach yikru chachamim b'chol mokum chag HaShavuos Atzeres
Kehi ki yom shmini shafag, shukrawa pasuk kei.
Yeah, the last one. And the same, this Rambam, and this is the... And that is the reason that the Gemara, when the Gemara tells us about the controversy and about the sharp debate which took place between the Zdukim and the Prushim. When the Gemara tells us about it, the Gemara uses the only place where the Gemara uses the expression Chagat Yishuai. The Teshe Chagat Yishuai. Chagat Yishuai was established, set down the thing, it was not shaken anymore. It means, and it became what? Atzeres. And that day on which the Prussian had won the debate, and Chagat Yishuai was finally proclaimed as the Yom Tov, which is dependent upon Pesach, Memochas HaShabbos means not just the first Shabbos in the spring, in the time of harvesting. But Mochas HaShabbos means the first day of Pesach. So that's why it was Chagat Yishuai. But no more, and not, no more than that. This was the last time Chagat Yishuai. From that moment on, the Chag is called Atzeres. Because in Atzeres there is a message in Atzeres. In Chagat Yishuai you don't know. Chagat Yishuai is that expression in the Atzeres of the Torah, and the document interpret Chag HaShavuot, which begins on Sunday. Which Sunday most prophets in the Gemara, since the Pesach speaks of Tzart and Meskhtir, appear with Malakot, at the time of the harvest. This is the reason that Atzeres Shavuot became Atzeres, with tremendous tenacity. You wouldn't find sympathy in the whole rich literature, the Gemara, the Midrash, as in any place Chazal should consider, call, or use the term Chag HaShavuot. It's always Atzeres. We made cotton about Avedas. Atzeres. Atzeres Yudalek. Here's the Gigel. Atzeres Kishem Shepesach Vachak. Shepesach Vachak. Shivo. Kach Atzeres. Dobby Meiz Vatzeres. There's no exception. Tremendous consistency. Chazal implemented the change from Chag HaShavuot from Atzeres, because the Tzedukim liked the term Shavuot. For simple reason, because Shavuot means a week, and they said, well, I mean, the week means the natural week. What is natural week? From Sunday to Saturday. And they used to attack Chazal. Chazal interpreted that Mochas HaShabbos is not a natural week. Shavuos and Mochas HaShabbos. But it is a week, I mean, my own week. I actually organized the week. So then Mochas HaShabbos. This is the reason why Shavuos is in Atzeres, means once more, in Atzeres, means that Shavuos, as far as the man is concerned, is not a chag b'fnei atzmo, but it's a part of Pesach in Shavuos. That's why that it has no date of its own, and so forth and so on. This Atzeres. No. Interestingly, it's something else. The to the word Atzeres is used in the prayer characterizing the last day of Yom Kippur. The prayer is Vayim Hashem Atzeres Tivachem and she Vayim Hashem the Vayim the Matrim Atzeres Tassukom Lokom. In Shavuos, which was introduced, the Atzeres HaShavuos in Mitzvrei Chachom, not Mitzvrei Chachom. In Shavuos means a Yom Tov, which is not associated with specific mitzvahs. It's very strange. The mitzvahs which are associated with individual Chagim, Pesach, Borei Yom Matzeh, Pesach, all these also are. It is the first of them. Not the same. It is a very special mitzvah. We have a special mitzvah which should be obligated to me, a special mitzvah, Shmi Yisrael Pesach. All right, you say Shira, you can sit up the whole night and say Shira, it's Yosha. But there is no special mitzvah which the Torah has demanded from me that I should observe the mitzvah of Shmi Yisrael Pesach. Yom. It's Yom Tov in all respect. Melochim. Melochim. Then Shmini Atzeres. The same. Pesach, the Gemara considers Pesach as a Yom Tov which is overloaded with mitzvahs. Overloaded, actually. Pesach, Sukkah, and Sechamayim, and Lulev, and now Rovish of the Migdosh, actually overloaded, overburdened with it. Comes to Shmini Atzeres, no Sukkah, no Lulev, nothing, no Mitzchamayim, nothing. What kind of a Yom Tov is it? Meloch HaGemeloch. Samach, or what is it? Samach. Samach is as well as Lav Shabbos, anyway. And this is the Atzeres which was what Chazal. Shavuos has absolutely no specific mitzvah. It's not provided with any specific mitzvah. What kind of a Yom Tov is it? Komalach is a regular mitzvah. It's Melach. And that's why Chazal, does not contradict what I told you before. It's both also. That's why Chazal calls Shavuos Atzeres. Atzeres means a Yom Tov, which has Gedusha, is equipped and provided with Gedusha as far as Meloch is concerned. There is no other Gedusha for it. Shalach Melech Midosh is a Korm. There's nothing to do with it. It's a Korm Midosh, not the Gmur. Shalach Melech Midosh is a Korm. This is exactly why the word Atzeres fits as a term which characterizes the nature and the substance of Chatzuot as a day which is also been roche, billion, nothing else but you don't, I don't know that. Nothing goes but me. This is there is, we said before, said before the problem, some of them mentioned here, simply. In general, perhaps one shouldn't say that. But let me try to explain it. Shavuos is like that. Shavuos, it has no other mitzvah. It has no more specific mitzvah which is characteristic of the religious idea, like matzah and pesach. Menorah is also. What about simcha and uriah? The Shavuos. The Shavuos is the Gemara Golan. The Shavuos is a part of the Gemara Golan. Is there nothing going
on?
Bikurim? Huh? Bikurim is something which I must correct. Is not correct. The people misunderstand Bikurim. Bikurim means the Chada Kotzer Bikurim Atsecha, Shatavim in Atsodet. Possible. Does not refer to the Bikurim what you have in mind or what I have in mind. Namely, the Bikurim to design a minimum ratio. Is to bring a Bishamigra. It refers to the Shtiala. The Chag HaKotzer, the Kurem HaSecho, the Chag HaKotzer. Couldn't bring the Kurem because the Kurem requires the Heter of Shtiala. Before the Alechem is offer, in Migdosh, Minachodosh, in Yom Milcha, Minachodosh, should be offered. But there is no mitzvah of bringing the Kurim and Yom Tev and Shavuos, as Matzah is and Yom Tev from Pesach. It's no mitzvah of the Kurim. You've got to wait until Esther. I have got to wait until the Kurim will pass in order to be able to offer, to turn over the Kurim to the king. But this is not because the Kurim is higher. On the contrary, before. John is not higher in the Kurim. You bring the Kurim, but the Kurim has the status of Kochimilos. And the Kochimilos is the matter, the one that is important factor is what is the Alechem. You know, before Bikurim, before Shavuot, you cannot bring Bikurim into Migdos because the matter of Shalechem is missing. But however, with the Shalechem, I mean, we're offered them and Shavuot, so I can bring Bikurim from Shavuot. Ada Chag, until Sukkot. The three is apart, so I don't lose anything by missing out on Shavuot.
What does
Zayin mean? Zayin? What do you say?
Me'atzeres
maybe the Torah. Yeah, maybe the Torah is מעצרת לחג מלכיר, מחג התחל מכיר. מלכיר, מחג מכיר, על הדחה, על שווית, אין רגע כל איתה. זה קורה. When you call שווית, you never called חג הביקורים. ביטר call שווית, you want to name הביקורים. Does it mean not a game on which people bring ביקורים in Israel? It means the game, it doesn't mean the game on which the שתי הלחם who were offered. And the Shtialechem were the key to all Minoches, Sheboi Minachodosh, that you cannot bring a Minchem Minachodosh prior to Shtialechem. In the Bikurim was included among those Minoches which require Hetha Shtialechem.
You'll be called
Pastor Spirit. You'll be called Bakrishem. Just remind me. Reading Pasuk and read Tagamukhalis. So here's the Talmud that I'm part of. No, read it, no. It's Tazuk, I didn't. No, read it.
Yom Bikurim.
Some is very strange. Appears a very strange word, namely. And the Unkel says. So basically, whenever all the including the Goyim, when they wanted to explain the fact why Shvuah is called Atzeres, he pointed out this Unkel. First of all, we've got to understand what is interest mean by that. Batsurushchem, that's all the word. Even though Goyim quotes it as his source over there. But what does it mean? Bishogwe Seichem. What do you mean, Bishogwe Seichem? Impossible. I mean, Bishogwe Seichem, impossible. What does it mean?
The combination of the kinds of
things. The heart which was generated or precipitated by what? Bishogwe Seichem. By your counting of Shuvah Shuvah. And this is not the Shuvah for my separation. The my separation cannot say Bishogwe Seichem. It's my week. It's everybody's week. Beshuvah Seichem means which is an individual week which belongs to you. So according to the Zikin, it does not be Shavuah Seichem. It should have been a difference than that. The Shavuah Seichem means it is the Shavuah which you fabricate, which you generate. This means that the Shavuah is not the Yom Rish and the Yom Ashwi, but the Shavuah is the Mochas HaPesa. The Shavuah Seichem. No? What was that argument that's interpreted? He didn't even use the word Bishogwe Seichem. But what was that argument that's interpreted? But to say what means the Atzeres.
What you call
the Atzeres, which is yours, completely yours. That Arunkeles already knew about. It was already Lacha Takone, after Chazal had changed the Chag HaShavuot into Atzeres. It's already Shavuot Seichem, he translated into terms of Atzeres. Batzor Uschem. And all the Shinui serves only one purpose, namely, that no one should be confused. Because you should feel confused or misled by the Zukim, which point out which we say that the Shavuah, there is no individual Shavuah. You can say Shavuah is Shabbat Precious. This was the main argument. No, no, I'll tell you why. Because in Rei, Chag Shavuot, it's a name. Chag Shavuot, he didn't want to change. The name Chag Shavuot, but here is not on a name. This is the Torah actually describes what generates the day of Chag Shavuot. Bishavuah Seichem. Bishavuah Seichem means a Chag which is in a Shavuah which is in which is a Shavuah which I a Shavuah which I consider as an entity which is created or generated by my counting. Usually the Shavuah means Yom Rishni the Shavuah from the Briah, from Briah Seyor. But here the Shavuah does not represent the Shavuah from Breishis, but the Shavuah from Sphiret. Shiva Shavuah is Tashtolo. This is the Shavuah Seichem.
don't make a mitzvah toward the hand. Hip pull that rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can make that two parts of the way. The walk and the hand. The hip pull and the snap.
Be sure with the hand. You raise your no voice no voice at the first
one. Huh?
Yes, sir. Huh?
That shows there's more than one meaning for the word
after
the word that
has. That's what I mean.
No, you know, you have
to come in.
You have to
pick
hook and you have
a snapper. Snapper, you emphasize the last one. Yeah, just a minute. I'm not this way. Anyway, the Shavuos, so how many days are there for Shavuos? One day. That's it, it's one day. It's interesting, you know, it's one day. It's in a mayor, it's a one day. From the other side, they don't start. But the matter of fact is that, as for Bonnish or regular are concerned, 7 days. Der Kiven ist regal, ach man, es kann zu abwillig. Is it possible to say, and I'm just thinking aloud, perhaps it's an erratic, but I can't help myself. Is it possible to say, the theoretical statement, as basically, in Shavuot, as far as for bonus or regular, so say, it's not a yontif of one day, but a yontif of 7 days. But in the locha is only one day. In the locha is one day. But what can be? But in Kabbalah Saragel, it is 7. What's the difference? Actually, you can bring Kabbalah Saragel. I'll tell you what the difference is. Just a moment. The difference is. What's about Simcha? Why do I mention Simcha? Because Chagiga, the mitzvah of Chagiga, or Eilas Riyah, mitzvah of Chagiga, or Eilas Riyah, is a mitzvah in Akrovas Kov, the Akrova that he wants. It is not to eat Shalme Chagiga, but to offer Shalme Chagiga. The same Eila Sriya, we know it. It's a mitzvah to offer Eila Sriya, I mean, a yontes. Is Sukkot possible, perhaps possible, as a Shavuos, that Eila Sriya, Shalme Chagiga, is a offer called Shivo, a offer called Shivo, because with regard to the Kabbonis, Yishuas is a Mechayit. However, the mitzvah Simche, Shalme Simche, is not a mitzvah Simche in general, it's a mitzvah of Akrove. But what is Shalme Simche represent? Achille. Achille in Yeitzim, the B'Tsar Menochet, the Shomet. The Achille Skotchim, this is the mitzvah of Simche. Is he on the Shavuos is higher than Achilles Kotchim as well in the Mitzvah Simcha? Then we see it's not a loch of Tashlumim. Can it be in a loch of Tashlumim? So then Mitzvah Simcha would not prevail on Shavuos. Because over Zman, but to Kobonis, maybe. If it's Achiyuva Krove, as Lien, Kobonis or Regel is worth 7 days, then there is a Shalom Simcha. Take a look at Rambam, what is Rambam? Yes. What?
Shavuot
Kam
Shabbat.
Yeah, but Shavuot Kam Shabbat. What does Rambam say, Shavuot? Does anybody here ever read the Rambam? No, you have no Rambam. No. Ne wat we geen wat. Michelin. Kod. 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 The Yeshua Tashmuman, Kosher Shef Yomim, Shavahat HaKadosh Kulos. When the Torah Zem, Itiyah Shmuan, the Amar, Shechad HaKulos, Kecha HaKamash HaKulos HaKulos. It's a young, let me, it's, again, about the left of one of the street, the criteria is Shalom HaSimcha. Criteria. If he does bring Shalom Simcha, then means it's Yontif. What? No. What Koshiva?
Shalom
Simcha. Good. I think he said it. Though it would be a good proof. The only question is.
The
Shalmei Chagigah,
so
Harei Zemachim and
the
Shalmei Matarei. Yeah, no.
So in general,
he
doesn't mention
Shalmei Chagigah. But the Shalmei Simcha is one of the Yontif, I mean, you eat it. This is Shalmei Big. Then what does the Ram say in Yechasavel? In Yechasavel, and Renan Avelet. Take a look also to Koptes Milcha Shabbat, when the Ram speaks about Simcha. Take a look to the Simcha in Kibbutz. Simcha. Because the mere fact that a novel is not made in Seisha Avelech or Shiva, Shuwe, that Shiva is Zele, Avelech, Shuwe is Zele, Shuwe is Zele one day, Zele for 7 days, this itself would somehow encourage us to say that actually, with regard to Kobonis HaRegel or Simchas HaRegel, is Shuwe 7. How is Shuwe 7? The answer is, you have got to Melocha? Yes. There's no second. This is the parish of the mayor. The mayor of the Yimach HaMishim. But here in Re'ei, there is nothing mentioned about Melocha. In Re'ei, nothing mentioned about Melocha. We have in Nobu. No.
Is also older than the Shiva.
The stubborn is, I would say, it is just Tashlumim, it's not Yom. That's what I would say. I don't believe that one, that he brought a piece of Higa, I don't remember this. But if it is that I'm the Mitzvah, the Shalom is Simcha, to eat Shalom is Simcha, and in 6 days, and the 6 days that I see it's simple, difficult to say. It's difficult to digest.
Shall we
say that the difference between Man
Beit
HaMikdash,
that it was
massive,
and this
Man HaZadah, that's the Shabbat. Yeah,
there's a Shabbat, it's a Shabbat.
Yeah.
So,
if it's
Achir. This man
HaMikdash
was a regular Zion. This man
HaMikdash
only regular one.
Yeah, the man says that Nagia Lachlamaitan is very. Mishkaber is that Shavuos is a Talach von Tashkumen, but not regular with regard to not it is Tashkumen, but Tashkumen can only be Yontef. In order to be Tashkumen, in order to say Tashkumen is not so simple. It's not Yontef, but Tashkumen. The mitzvah is to bring a Yontef, so it's Tashkumen the Mother of America. It would be much easier to say as the meaning and so on, it is a regular
procedure.
Then Shabbat is not a
Shabbat.
Shabbat is not a Shabbat.
No. But
they would
fall
Shabbat.
You bring it on Sunday.
No, yes, all of us, yes, let's continue. In the Kirchhoff and the Kirchhoff, which we read last Shabbat, the Hosu is the Ochis, the Mitzicheret, the Reid of Oin, the Lysia Lochem Tumo, with me, Rechem, the Vadikim Bagoyim, Rochus, and Eret Rechem. ונשארים בכם ימחו בבינום בארץ שלכם ואז בבין שווי שום איתום ימוקו וישבדו שווינום ושווי נווי שום במעלו מה שמוע לו בי ואת אשר הולכו אימי בקרי אך אני אלך אימום בקרי שווי שאיתום ברק שזהם יוז דיקון הרבורו מרורר was Yirtzeh Savena. The Zachart is Brisa Yaakov, that is Brisa Yitzchok, the Yaakov is Brisa Avrom Ezekiah, Voret Ezekiah. The Yoret Kiyoz is Mehem, the Shire Keshat Sisero, Boshamo Mehem, Vein Yirtzeh Savena, Yanu Viyan, Mishpota in Morosu, Veshukei Saigoa Lonafshon. אבל גם זה יבילי שם ברק אליהם למאסקים ולגאלקים ולחווי שם ולאופר בריסי איתם כניע בשם הלכם וזכרת להם בריס חשנים אשר יצא שאי שמרת מצרים ואין להגיעים ואיך להם נקים עלי על השם לא פשר, זה היה רציף פה פרילי אני אתפק דרמדן הורי דרי זה מפרש The main question is, do you feel like that? Ravaditim bagay. Ve'ochlo eschem eret tezeichem. Va'nishorim b'mikbochem, yimaku b'avenom, ba'atu sezeichem, ve'az b'avenu saveishom itom yimoku. Ve'isvadu es avenom. But they'll say vidu, it means again to it. Ve'savena veishom, be'ma'alom asham ma'alom. Va'fashor ochi inu dikeret. התלמיד הולך עם מימון בקרב, והבי שיסון ברץ לזרים, ראש יקן, יקון על לבוב המאורי ובזיות מסווינה. תשובות היא הספיקה, היא הספיקה about it, that the people realizing finally the mistake they committed, and expressing the accord achesh in vidui, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, אף אני אלך עמם בקרב, וסבד וסבנה וסבנה וישלם, במעלו השמוע לו בי, ואף אשר הולכים בקרב. אף אני אלך עמם בקרב, ולישהו שם בארץ לזה. ועוז יקונה, עוז יקונה לבובו. ואורם, ועוז יות וסבנה. ובחרת את ברסיאקי, ואורת אסקר, ואורת תיעוז לזיהם, וקיר את השפשושו, ושמו מהם, והם יות וסבנה. And then he says, "Well, I'm really wishing that today I'm a master of the army, and here I shall be simply going to understand the Torah together." I believe the Ramban says it, but it's not so clear in Ramban. The Ramban combination of Ramban and Rashi. The MS and the Torah says before, "Vishvadu v'gavinu shaveisom itom yimoku, vishvadu shaveinom v'savin aveisom b'mo'alom, asho mo'alu vi, ואף אשר הולכו אימי בקרב. מזבורת. מזבורת את התמיין, ויוצא יו וידוי, ודיווידוי המגבהת ובפאדר, בקורס אשר מועלו בי, בקורס זה בטרד לי, ואף אשר הולכו אימי בקרב, סובל דרבי, אף אני אלך אימם בקרב, ואיבי שהוא סמבר את לביהם, ויוז יקון על ליבובו מאורם ווז יוט לסבנה ושחרת את הסבנה. So the Ramban already noted that that when the Torah says ויסבדו לסבנה וסבנה ויסם במאה עולם השמוע לבי, אז דודו apparently is not perfect. If דודו, I mean, is complete, and actually a chorus ahead, and I'm actually in the mood, in the penitential mood, is no problem. There's no problem. I mean, there are basically a couple of children, but that there's no problem at all that the children would not be affected. And with the letter, but you see which there is vidui, there is vidui, and yet there's not there's no complete akora sachet. The pasuk speaks here about vidui for the avishena, v'isvado shaveinom v'shaveina v'ishom b'marosh nolam. That's what it means vidui for the ancestors. It means that I say it's not my blame completely. It's not my blame completely. I'm not to be blamed. But simply because Davisenu has seen and has introduced such a life, such a lifestyle, such a mode of living. So that's why we were trained, I mean, to commit Chatoyim. But it's not complete our fault. And this itself makes the widow incomplete. Because akor sached means no defense. Akor sached means I don't blame anybody but myself. I don't blame akor, I don't blame anybody. How can you be caring? What is caring? The Rambam says, what is caring? What is worth caring? So the Rambam says, he says at this event which took place is just about is a mechanical one. That the event which took place and what's actually is it happened so, and I couldn't help it. I mean, there are very gigantic forces which actually prevented me many times from doing the right thing. The same as it presented our forefathers. The Mishorim Ben וישבדו את אבינום וסבין אביסום במה על המשמעובי ואף אשר הולכי מביקר. So there is a chorus ahead, but not, but a chorus ahead which is a, which does not simply accept Siddukadim. I try to defend myself. There can be two or three chorus ahead. One chorus ahead is simple. I say, Chotosh of Yisrael Shank, I plead guilty, what you call. In the full sense of the word, I plead guilty. This is the real Akoras Achet. As we say in Hebrew. No. Shabbat Gadron, Bamzan, Zinu, Shabbat Gadron, 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 ראשון את כשיר הערב וראשון את שחסנו כאבן תהיו שכנו. שם צריך לצלטים ולשב עלינו, בת הצדיק על פשקו הבוע עלינו, שמה של סיסו ואנחנו ירושלו. זה is absolute duty. No extenuating circumstances, no interpretations, no explanation. It's absolutely duty. The unlimited duty. בת הצדיק עלינו, שמה של סיסו, the very moment I begin to say my parents were responsible for this, it's not a Torah Sachet. It is perhaps Yidui, but not a Torah Sachet. And that's what the Torah says. The Balkan by Gil Roger. So what will happen? When you show him Bachem, you mark him by Venom. באתי שלכם, ועד אבני סבי שם איתום ימוקו, וישבדו את סבינם, וסבין אבי שם, בימוע ושמוע לבי, ואף אשר הולכים לבקר. דוד is not needed, חשוב את זה, דוד is not sufficient. But what does such a video accomplish? It's not complete Akoras Achet. It's Rashi in Vayikra. Rashi in Vayikra says, Rashi in Vayikra. No, the Rashi Vayikra is from there to there. He's from Beretz Yisrael. Here he is. This is from Beretz Yisrael. Ani be'atmi zafiraskeni. Ani be'atmi agiyeli. Zumi dekeva l'Yisrael. Shle'iyu emrim heilu b'golvinu b'inu umay. Avei dezor el nasi kemaser. Ani eni manichom. אבל מה מדעני יש מוגיעי ומחזירו מתחת כנופי שנאמר ואלו ארוחכם הוי אלוי סייה חי יוני אם לא להיות חזור כל נועם רחב לכם ולדרה ששארי עד הרדה כתוכת נקוד לשבורתו וזרגר תצ'ולה there are two problems with Chile Chile was based on בחיר החופשי and all that but there are two problems with Chile one problem in Chile is whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept me. Will accept me when I will return and I will apologize and I will try and I will to amend my way. This is because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu should apply the principle of Emet, so there is no hope for Bala Tzuri, for Bala Averi. If Emes prevails, so there is no need, why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu be forgiven of it? But is this the story of the Chure, as Rav Chesed the Emes? And nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives. Because there is another question. Let us say HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives the Chesed. But Das question is, will the chayte ever, whatever changes either way? He'll get so involved in chet and injustice that he'll never have the idea, he'll never be stimulated or motivated by penitential experience, by children. He'll never be motivated to do children. The second that's talking about in the world. As he will wait, is that he will not leave the Balachet, the Mechete alone, he'll stay with him. First HaKadosh Baruch Hu has simply to stay with the Mechete, to watch him. He should not get lost in the Mempesh Shara Tumer. Simply to watch him.
Vadi
Meisit the Chakoi. Vadi Meisit the Chakoi. This is the first Aftoche. Then there's a second Aftoche. There's a second problem. But even if the other fellow should decide to do Tshuva, why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgive him? I mean, somebody in the beginning of the dorm says such a halacha don't exist. I commit a crime. Yeah, I'm punished. This is number one. The holy brother Tshuva is justified from the standpoint of emes. It's not justified at all, and that's why Chazal, the Yerushalmi Matos says, "Shoalu laChokma deAtzmi, consulted it, wisdom, the Malach of wisdom, whatever it is, Chete Madine." So the Chokma that. The Malach of wisdom answered, the Chatoi incurred it for the iniquity and the which they actually and the sins which they committed should pursue them forever. That means there's no need, I mean, to forgive the Chete. Shalula Langvuo, Panetha Shaketa Sitomus. Shu'alu la'teiro, but still, Tshuva is not the type of Tshuva which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Shu'alu la'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Omer Lehem Yashu Tshuva, Vanim Echal. What does the Medrash want to explain or to illustrate, to emphasize? As Tshuva is against all principles of logic. Tshuva is against all... against the, so to say, the morality and philosophy of the best of people. No one understands what Tshuva is. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is one problem. Another problem is even HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts Tshuva and is ready to forgive, whether the Chete will not come a little too late. It will be so assimilated, so completely mentally and spiritually disintegrated, that there will be no problem of Tshuva, because there will be no human being. There is another Aftoche Chesed. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only has Meichus about Tshuva, not only there, more than that. He does more than that about Tshuva. He has patience with him, and guards him, and watches him, against complete alienation and disintegration of the personality. To such an extent, and even Ladi Meshit Achakali, after many years, there is still a Jew, even a hater, a sinner, but still a Jew who feels very unhappy and wants to come back, but he has no courage. He simply has no courage to come back or to say chatos. This is the Rav Chesed. The Vadi Meshit Chatzim. And when the Gemara of Rosh Hashanah asked,
the Rav Chesed Emes,
Chesed, when did Moshe prostrate himself? When he heard the word Chesed, or when he heard the word of Emes? Chadam Abemes. The greatest of all wonders is Chile, Mechile Yisrael. And somebody else said, no, that Shome Chesed, when he heard the word of Chesed. Because greater than the act of Chile Yisrael is the patience which I can describe for him to. In watching the person and strengthening his strengthening his spiritual personality and preventing him from complete disintegration. This is the right of Chesed. Just as these are putting Chuve. There are two problems. Shuvah Tarfei and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's patience, Kaviyochol, that the Chete should finally find him, come back to him. Yes. That's what the Torah says. V'yisvadu v'anishorim bochem yimaku v'aveinu ambaratu shevecha v'aveinu v'aveinu shaveisho mitom yimoko v'yisvadu et shaveinu v'shaveinu aveisho. The Shuvah is not complete yet. Because he still blames his father for the fact that he's a hater and he persists and has. This father is a venom, the Savena Vason, the Mala Mashamor. They was Rashi that they say some, but nevertheless, since he ruled Shuve already, I mean, ruled Shuve of care. Already, this Atani, this Vada Savele, was the Vesha is from Beret Sizeel, and he's Rashte, and he beat me as Ziel, Zoom me the table in Israel, the Sastoche, tremendous Sastoche in Israel. The Yeo Emel, Heyo, the Golino Ben Umes, Nasekim Aseyem, let us do by the Umes. Let us completely assimilate ourselves completely, because we will never get out. We will never get out of that. Such a very old, you can't have a woman more until you can't have a woman more was used to Esavena. But however, I'll watch over them and I'll expect them to bring, I mean, to ditch you there. Even though the time that they are reciting is not a proper word. But then the Kera says, however, what I'm going to do is I'm better to do them, they may ask him where he out him, where he lay from, where he breathe it from, than he had the same return. So his word does not sit at Sabole with children. Because Lord doesn't say that, but he has had a chivas. He doesn't say. He says only one thing. They ask him, they doubt him, they have reason. Not to bring out the breaches of Tamiya the Shemra Kair. I would not destroy them. I would not eliminate them completely from myself. I have patience. I'll wait and wait and wait. With the heart of Mishra Shemim, I shall say to Samara to try and win again. We need to learn with him, and he had a Shem. Finally, the right moment will come. The moment will come to which, I mean, they will be ready to do tshuva and to attain complete mechila yisrael.
That's
Pesach
already?
Huh?
That's Pesach already?
The Pesach Hashanah is... His heart is with Yaakov, Bris Avraham, Yitzchak, and Bris Avraham Esther. Woher ist das hier? Dies ist das Fahre, damit es auch besser ist. Das
ist
ein Schäfer, das ist ein Schäfer. Das ist ein Schäfer, das ist ein Schäfer. But finally, we come to the second sphere. The second sphere is with the heart of the British system at the time of the English and the King. Interesting is that Rosh Hashanah, we quote both spheres in the Chinese itself. With the heart of the Yarnes, the Romanesca, we are at the sphere, and there is heart of the British system at the time of the English and the King. The two different, two aftores. Aftore at Mechiles, Tabolas Tshuva, and after of simply that the Chayte will at any, we will finally decide to do Tshuva and to return to come back.
Yeah,
to
is the complete Tshuva.
This is the complete Tshuva. Shatzeishu menu Mitzrayim when again we Yisrael came and here the this is when there was Kabbalah Shal Mochus from here the however, the meantime, during the interim period, interim period is with the Chartin, with the Yaki, with the Yitzchok, with the Avrom, and the Vorezestia. What the Bris Avrom is from Yaki is a Bris basically which expresses loyalty. Avrom was loyal to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yaki was loyal to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchok was loyal to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'll be as loyal to them as their parents were loyal to me. With the Chartin, with the Yaki, what is Bris Yitzchok? What is Bris Avrom Ezekiel? What is Ezekiel? There is one kind of Tshuva cannot simply change the person completely and cleanse the person, but can only accomplish the passage. You can only accomplish not so much that the chayte will only make it possible for the chayte to survive the chayte. But in order to do tshuva, you have to survive the chayte. If you can't survive the chayte, there is no tshuva. Many, many, many Americans do that. Many times when I spoke to them. And she used to tell me, if we knew that it's possible to change all that which we experienced, in the last 30, 40 years, we would also, change our life. But it's an impossibility. It's an impossibility. You live in circumstances which simply don't warrant or justify any attempt on our part. So what's the use? We continue. This is the first problem. And of course, they used to blame their parents. I mean, after the Vanishorim Bochem, Yimaku Ba'avenom, Be'arti Sevechem, he speaks quite clearly. Vav Ba'avenu Sevechem, Yitom Yimaku. There's no way out. Vishvadu Sevechem, no, of course, Katrosa Vizepechem. Vesavein Aveshom, Be'ma'al Hashamu'alabi, but I shall also him be carried. They'll explain their behavior and the way they try to do things, but they can't accomplish it. They'll explain it. They'll explain it. So he says, what will happen? Afanir him in the carry. This is not the truth which I accept. The evasives, but, as Rashi